I'm Jay. This is John.
How you doing?
Welcome to Prague. We'll find a way.
Awesome. Great to be here. Wish I
Thanks
could
for
be there in
coming on.
person, but I have some stuff going on I have to attend to, so I've got to be late.
Totally understandable.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Glad that you could do it.
Me too.
So I don't know if you listened to our podcast before, but we were just kind of chill talking about Prague. So we wanted to just kind of have you on, talk about Prague with you, your Prague leanings, and we've listened to the new albums, which are very good and very Praguey. It's kind of funny. Our mutual friend Dave Schneider introduced us, and
Dave Bamboni.
yes, Dave is not that Praguey, and he's like, "Oh, you and Adam have to
So
get
not proggy.
together." And
We tried. We had him
I'm
on.
like, "Dave, you don't have any Prague friends." But
No.
then the proof is
Yeah.
in the.
Yeah, it's weird. You can either define your friends as proggy or not proggy. It's real simple.
I
Right? Like, and they hate Prague when they don't like it.
That's right. It is.
Complete
It's.
disdain.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no middle ground.
So for those of you who are tuning in, Adam is from the Mommy Heads, which is a band that had been around since what night the late 80s, and then stopped in late
Yeah, high
90s.
school. Yeah.
Yeah. And then started up again in what, 2003 or something?
We broke up. So, okay, quick history. We got
We
together in
were.
high school. We met. I was at Music and Art, which is the LaGuardia Fame School. Fame.
Yeah.
And I used to go to CBGBs all the time. I was a rugrat. Just I was the kid. Like, what can I do to help? I was helping Suicide wrap their cables. I was helping the, Tom Tom Club as a mini bouncer. I was the mini me, and Hilly Crystal liked me and was like, you should play here. So I got a band together, and we were all arty because Music and Art was the arty school, it wasn't the jock school. And we our favorite bands were like Zappa. We were 16, 17 year olds that liked Zappa. It was weird. And
Playing at
at some
CBGB.
And we were playing like they created a night for us called the All Ages Matinee on Saturday. He literally
Okay.
created, it wasn't a night, it was a day, and he didn't check IDs. They closed the bar. They would put like highway tape, like do not
Yeah.
cross, and the kids would pack it. And so they made it a ska matinee, and it evolved, but it was literally created for kids.
Awesome.
And eventually that band sort of dissipated. And he's like, you should meet these other guys. So I met Dan and Mike, who I'm still playing with.
Yeah.
And they were in a band called The Connotations, who were very sort of arty downtown New York. And we've been playing together since 89, 90. Our first show we opened for Crowded House. It was a secret show, and they just took over the bill. And then I saw Real Band and
Ah.
decided I need to do that. And so we played, and then eventually got signed to Geffen. They dropped us. We were the next big thing for a day, and then broke up. And then 10 years later, got back together because Sweden came calling in 2008, and we've been together ever since. And we are on a 17th record. So
Wow.
that's the overview.
What were you doing during the hiatus?
I needed money. I needed to pay off the debts of trying to be a rock star when Geffen
You mean the
happened.
Geffen money didn't do it?
Well, we got $500,000 for one record.
Wow. Okay.
So back then that was huge. It was the
Yeah.
biggest deal of that week. And we got Don Was and
Yeah.
Jim Scott. And they were in between Tom Petty Wildflowers and Rolling Stones records. So we entered a weird, crazy world.
Oh, that's cool.
It
It's
was very
wild.
secular and tight LA. And
Yeah.
then after we got off, I'm like, oh my God, we owe our manager money, we owe our booking agent money, we owe club like so I
Yeah.
became a jingle writer and then paid off the debts that way.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you still doing that?
So now I have my own company and a partner and a staff, and I get to
Oh,
pull back. So it's kind of cool. I've never had a real job. It's always been music, which, knock on wood, is kind of cool. Like, a lot of my friends became lawyers and doctors and professional normal people, and I salute them, Thank you.
If
So
not them, they're healthcare,
so
right?
now so now with
Exactly.
the new record, are you touring it at all? I know you said you had a show last week, but is it like a sporadic whenever you guys can get together sort of thing?
We've hit that XTC Beatles thing where we
Okay.
play selected gigs because we have so many adult responsibilities that
Yeah.
If we do tour, we have to go to a different country and there's nothing else to do and no family and no craziness. And we just get in the, get in
In
the
the groove.
van and play like 10 shows in a row. So we'll go to Europe and do 10 in Europe. And I went to Japan and did a bunch, but here it's like, it's really hard to get c people to commit to anything. So we'll do one or two here and
It's a
call it a
big
tour.
country. What is the Sweden thing?
You
Did
know,
they like
so.
suddenly you get like on a
Well,
playlist somewhere and
first of all, we know Sweden's big with Prague. So
yeah,
anything
I know.
that
Oh my God,
anything that even comes
Prague,
close,
Central.
anything that comes close, you
So
just have
this
to
is
take
great for the show.
a
So we thought we were a pop band. And in the 80s and 90s, we would do extended jams, and people go, that's very Prague. And I thought they meant the city. Like, what is it about the city and jamming and like crazy time signatures? Like, it seems like a magical place. So we event so after we broke up, these Prague guys in Sweden said, you're not a pop band, you're a Prague band. And they schooled us. And so in 2008, we decided, they said, come, we booked shows for you. So we get there and there's 300 people in a club in Stockholm, and they're all asking for the weirdest stuff. And so we did the weirdest stuff, and it was like the best show ever. And we were like, this is great. We're high-fiving, we're all like older and a little grayer. And we stayed with a guy who was the liaison for Genesis. Every time Genesis came to Scandinavia, they stayed with him, or like they literally would hang with him for the day. His son was named Gabriel. So we were in Prague Central, and he said, listen, I'm gonna break this pop ceiling. You're a Prague band. So please, in the future, stop lying to yourselves and just do it, And so we took his advice and we've been happier.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Prague will find a way,
It
It
will.
will.
Well,
It will.
that's kind of funny because you started out as a pop band and then with your XTC leanings and things like that, and we both say that
Right.
XTC has Prague in them
They're
anyway.
more Prague,
So
I think, than pop, right? Like, so that's the story. Like, that's how we found our inner Prague. And the drummer was a closeted early Genesis fan within our ranks because we would make fun of early Genesis. Like, what is this, Lamia? Like, why does everything sound like Dungeons and Dragons? And then I just came to love it, and now I can't go back. It's weird, you
So,
can't go back.
what are your Prague leanings? Your personal, because is that a Beat T-shirt on there? I
Yeah, I
wonder.
saw Beat. It was, I mean, I when I was a more 80s Crimson guy because I love Blue and I love that he's a McCartney fan. So this is the battle. It's
Of
pop
course.
Prague. Like, it's schizophrenic. Like, I loved 80s Crimson, although I love the first record. That's just the ultimate thank you. Oh, the first Crimson record. But like the weirder Crimson Red and stuff, the edgier Crimson, I got into later once I entered Prague world for good and I couldn't turn back. So, but my leanings are anything with jazzy drums. The drumming is when I accept Prague into my heart. And all 70s Prague has jazz drummers. Collins played with, he was like a Weather Report drummer guy with Brand X. Bruford is a jazz guy. We all know his jazz leanings. And I like Bruford better than White for Yes. And White was more of a rock drummer,
Absolutely.
less
That's
ghost
on the
notey. And
call.
so, like, the drums make it for me.
So in the band, you write all the songs or most 90% of the songs, right? So,
Became that way by default. I originally wanted an Eagles thing where we had three writers and there was multiple to look at. You don't want to look at one person when the band is playing live, which I love about Prague. Prague, you get, oh, I think I'll look at Hackett this song. And then the next song, I'll look at Tony. Whereas pop bands tend to be one guy. I wanted that, but by default, I took over writing because we lost all our songwriters. So yeah.
Got it.
But that's another thing I love about Prague. There's a lot of spread live. Everyone's a virtuoso, right? There's no cousins or half brothers that are there just as a warm body. So
Everybody's got to contribute. There's
exactly.
no, you can't hide. So when you play and you go to Sweden and they ask for all these odd things that you do you guys know those songs like the back of your hand because you don't play that much, and is it harder to just like whip those things out?
We play new stuff that we write. We're almost,
Okay.
it's almost like a show that we wrote. We wrote, like, I personally have started writing music for Sweden, like for our friends in Sweden. Like, if I can please these very, like, guys that know Opeth and they know Ghost and they
Yeah.
know all these, they know them personally.
Yeah.
And there's a wink wink. They see each other at a club and one's a pop guy, but he respects the prog guy. Unlike here where everyone's divided.
Yes.
If I can please these guys, I'm doing okay, you know?
Yeah.
So literally the last eight records were really for them. And when they text me and go, "This record's great," I'm good.
Yeah.
Whereas our American friends are too busy. They're doing Uber at night. They're doing surgeries during the day. They're just trying to get by, you know?
Well, it's
So
kind of funny because you sent off some product for us, and I didn't even get to the third one, the Coney Island Kid one, because I'm like, Prague is not like you just put it on and you listen to the next one. You got to jump in and really listen to the album like 15 times to really get it and enjoy it. At least me.
yeah, that's Prague. That's Prague listening. It's an art to
Yes.
listen to Prague. It's a skill set.
It is.
I think
And not
Sting just
everybody
said,
has it anymore.
no, I think Sting said either, you know, I hear music while I'm at like H&M,
Yeah.
but if it's AI, I just hear it. But then there's music I listen to, and I think Prague aficionados have to really accept it fully. Like it has to be like, you have to let it enter your sort of sphere and it's tight, you know? So
Right.
I
Good.
appreciate what you
Yeah.
just said. Yeah.
Yeah, which is why, yeah, which is why I didn't even start this
Haven't
one.
even gotten there.
Well,
Boss,
so
and
yeah, the
more.
last two albums of the we were sitting here discussing, like, because the cover is very similar.
Yeah, what are they,
It
two sides of the same coin?
wasn't
Are
meant to be a
they?
double album.
So we're making so many records that we're losing our like, what do we do for the next one? So and we have this Swedish artist who's amazing. He's like full tat, like, you know those guys that just have, it's, you don't
Yeah.
know what they look like. He's like a genius artist. And I'm like, I want an eyeball. We're holding it up. There's a rainbow thing shooting into the universe. Like, he's like, I got it, you know? So he sent us both. And I thought, this is very Day at the Races, Night at the Opera. Let's
Yeah,
just
yep.
do that and see if, oh, let's, whoa,
What was
balloon.
that?
I don't know. It's weird. And
One of the
I,
words you said.
Queen
I don't
references,
know what
boom, balloons.
you said, rainbow.
Yeah, rainbows and
AIs.
eyeballs. I think it was eyeballs.
So he just did that. And I thought, we're out of ideas. Let's just go with this sort of nighttime, daytime
Yeah, I
thing.
like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the new
The new
album,
one is, yeah.
well, I was just gonna, I mean, the first song, right? Even the video you see, you're like, okay, you guys hired Tony Banks or the guy from PFM.
Totally.
Play some Moog.
Actually, the keyboard on it is called an Arp Quadra.
Okay, yeah.
And I found one in Vermont. The guy drove it to me. He
Wow.
goes, "Oh, I see you're in this band. I think you'd really use it. I have some things I'll do in New York." He placed it on like in my hands. If you look it up, it's called Arp Quadra, and it's on Abacab, which I love. I know people hate Abacab. It's all over Duke. It's all over the live performances from 77 to 84. It's like four synths in one. It's very sort of, it didn't do well. Only really Tony played it. And I got one. And if you listen to anything off those records and you listen to our first re song on this,
Yeah.
it's verbatim,
Okay. It's
same
got that.
synth. So
Yeah.
you're not dreaming that up.
Yeah.
So you've totally gotten into the Genesis thing.
I mean, I love Abacab and Duke. And I know online you get. Lamb, you just get abused if you say you like Abacab. I still think they're awesome. I
Yeah.
know the lyrics aren't as deep as Gabriel's lyrics, and of course Lamb is, now I feel like it's a piece of art, but there's something that they were trying to enter pop and they were doing their best to retain their roots, and I loved all those records. So yeah, to get an actual synth is
Yeah,
from that time is
that's
amazing. Yeah.
fun. So what's
I mean,
next? I
tell me
mean,
about you guys, really. I mean, quickly, what made you want to do this? And
Jay's
have you
wife.
known each other forever? Like,
We've known each other forever. I am
exactly.
not a musician. John is a musician, but we got we met each other like at
We had a
through Dave,
mutual
with Dave through Dave,
friend. Yeah.
right?
We have mutual friends.
And then
Yeah.
we would see each other at the record
Of
store
course.
all the,
And record
every
shows,
Tuesday when the new
new
releases
releases
were coming
back
out.
in the day when they
Awesome.
were Tuesday, not Friday, and shows.
Yeah.
It was Tuesdays, right?
Yeah. So we became friends.
And we became friends, and that, you know,
That's
that was
awesome. That's
35
awesome.
years ago or something like
Yeah.
that. And so we were sitting at dinner with our wives, and John was like, we should do something, you know, and Mary's like, have a podcast. Don't,
Yeah.
you know, you should, you
Jake
guys could
Jake's
just.
gonna need something to do when he retires.
They
Not
go,
that he
we're out to
retires.
dinner, and like, you guys should talk about this at another time. Like, have a
Right.
podcast so that
Yeah.
we don't
Right,
have
right,
to
right,
listen to
right.
you guys talking about Prague all dinner long.
Get a
Yeah,
Prague room. Go get a Prague room.
exactly. So that's pretty much how it happened. So
That's
they don't
great.
have to
That's
hear
great.
about it anymore.
And then the whole thing that, you know, Prague
Right.
is always, like you said, there's the haters and then the
Yeah.
lovers. And we're like, but Prague finds its way into all these different
I'm
paths,
tempted to
which
go on
is.
the Prague cruise to the edge
Oh,
because
really?
boy.
I know one of
Are we convincing you already?
the. Are you going? No.
No, our friend goes. We've done a
We
couple episodes
don't
already.
have to go. Jay's got a friend who goes, and we literally do
Do
three
it all.
episodes, but he goes through everything to detail because he's been going forever. So
Right.
it's
He
actually
loves
really
it.
nice. But Jay and
Yeah,
I are kind of on different
so
ends
you
a
would,
little.
but you would play on the
You
cruise,
would do
right?
that, right?
Or would you just
Well,
go to
we have
listen?
a friend of mine who brought me to Japan. It has a bands that he's friends with that are playing this year.
Okay.
And also I hired a Prague press guy, which is interesting. Like I have a normal press guy who has like Robert Plant and like the White Stripes,
Yeah.
but he doesn't do Prague. So he's like, you should talk to this other guy. And this other guy immediately, like the guys from Dream Theater said, oh, I like the Mommy Heads because he sent out his press release.
That's awesome.
So
That's great.
he goes and he does like Q and A's and he's like, yeah, of course you should come. I'll introduce you to Baloo and Hackett. And I'm like, so I may have to go.
Wow.
But
So
I know
have you
it's
ever
going to
been
be
in Prague
geeky.
magazine?
No, but we're getting closer. We're edging.
Yeah,
Like
you should
it's hard to
definitely.
break through. These guys have a very thick filter. It's like
Yeah.
can't the there's no holes left in their filter to pop through. So
Yeah.
we'll see.
Well, it's also has a little more of a continental flavor than a US. I think it's harder for a US Prague band to
Yeah.
break through
Oh
with
yeah,
that.
they'll put Camel on the cover or like Hackett take a shower,
Yeah,
like
exactly.
before
Take a
they'll put
shit,
us.
you know.
So yeah, so that's it's we'll see. If I go, I may hate it, and that
Yep.
could be it could break me, in the Prague world. I don't know. We'll see. Could be the last straw.
But I think your Prague, it's kind of funny because it is not 100% Prague all the time. I mean, the pop stuff still comes through, but in this with the framework of some Prague stuff happening around it, which I love.
Yeah.
I get like hints of jellyfish half the time when I'm listening to you say.
We love Jellyfish and we knew those guys. We moved to San Francisco because we were friends with Camper or Camper wanted to sign us to their label. We were in New York and we were like, this band's amazing. So we go to San Francisco and there's Jellyfish. And I hung out with Faulkner and all those guys, Rob
Yeah.
Manning. And when we recorded the Geffen record, Manning was tied into us like using equipment and he was around and it was really cool.
Yeah,
And they
that's
made two
cool.
records, but man, did they influence people. And
Yeah.
it was unabashedly pop in a time when everyone was shoegazing and
Yeah.
concerned about their masculinity. Everyone was like, yeah, and they were just singing Queen-esque,
Yeah.
beautiful, soaring. So I was really, we were there with them in the Bay Area. It was
Oh, that's so fun. It was
excellent.
funny. I saw Beck a couple summers ago, and the two guys from Jellyfish are in his band. And I was like,
I saw
the
Cheap Trick and there was Faulkner and Manning and they were doing That Is Why, and I'm like, they're opening? It was cool. So they're always around. It's they're
Yeah.
I wish they get back together. It's Andy, the main guy, that needs to come out
Yeah.
of hiding.
Are you always continuously writing? Like, are you already on to working on the next thing, or do you take a
I've got
break in
10
your
more. I'm
mind?
ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a compulsive writer. I meet people like me, like we stay out of insanity just by writing. We sort of figure out we try to make sense of the world through music. I always felt akin to Andy Partridge with his whole process. I think he tries to make sense of the world. I mean, obviously he was on like lithium or something, but I try not to take any drugs. I try not to go to a therapist. I just write.
Yeah.
And I find it to be like an old school way of dealing with all the issues of life, and you know, and it's fun. And I get to make records that way and stay fluid as a human, you know.
So how does it work with the band? Are you like home studio putting demos down, or are you 90% there with a song, or do you bring a sketch to the band and then they fill it out?
What's amazing is I really respect the concept of a band, and I respect these guys so much that I try to leave it as minimal as possible. But there's, but you'll, the drummer has many options, and he'll usually pick the best one. And I don't touch the bass area, and if everything below that, you know, that low area, I leave it alone for Jason, and I leave a side on the speaker for Mike to put his Wurlitzer. You know, I tend to do the stuff they don't want to do. I do all the synths, all the crazy, you know, the swirling, crispy sounds. I tend to like do background vocals that they may not want to touch, the sort of, you know, and I do the stuff that I want to hear, but that they don't want to go to, and I leave the stuff that comes natural to them. So it's a nice symbiotic relationship. I remember Pete Townsend talking about his process, and if you listen to his demos from Quadrophenia, they sound done, but they're not epic and majestic yet. And Keith Moon just does this thing in Entwistle. So
They turn it into
but
magic.
what they do add is so amazing. Like Dan is such a fluid, saucy drummer, and he's so jazzy, and but then he's proggy, and I do love the concept of a band, and I feel like it's gone. That, you know, if you look at the top 100, maybe there's one band, everything else
I
is
know.
a
Yeah,
solo
kind of.
artist. And
It's
I
hard.
love to like open the liner notes and who's this guy, Steve Howe? And he's surrounded by all these beautiful guitars, and
Which is the danger of the small CDs with the and streaming. You don't know anything about anything. Who produced it? Who did what? And
Right.
I open these up and I'm like, oh, there's no info. And then it's all on the CD itself.
Well, you could go online. For us, there's too much now. But we
Yeah.
could go down rabbit holes, which is great.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is
Right.
great.
Yeah.
Are you gonna come back to Fairfield at all for the
I would love to. We
BTGBs? Is coming up in a couple weeks.
we'll see. There's some stuff in my so this album is called No Quietus, which means no death. And the whole album is about death. And we have some family stuff I'm going through, so we'll hopefully get through that. And I may make it, I may not,
Fair
but
enough.
by next year, hopefully we'll be good. We'll be in the clear.
Excellent.
And
Great.
ironically, this album feels very hopeful. Like when you
Yeah.
dive
Oh,
into
totally.
something
Yeah.
that
Yep.
dark. Yeah.
Well, I listened to it through a different lens after we talked or we're texting back and forth, and it's a different listening experience when you put that lens on.
Exactly. So we'll see. But I'd love to come back. Yeah.
Wow. Well, if you do, we have to actually catch up then and meet in person
That'd
because
be
we'll be
great.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you guys? Some what's your top three albums I should listen to?
Oh, that are the classics or new
I
ones?
think new, like stuff to keep, you know, me busy and whoever is listening busy.
So I'm always a Yes fan. So I like the new John Anderson album with the Band Geeks, which is
John
always a
Anderson and
lot
the
of fun.
Geeks or the Steve Howe?
No, John Anderson and the Geeks.
I'm totally with you.
They're
How great is
also
that
called
lineup?
the real Yes sometimes by people.
It's
Not us. Not us.
a tough one. But because I went to see Yes with the Steve Howe version open for Deep Purple over in Bridgeport, and it was a great show. But when I went to go see John and the Geeks, it was like 1972, even though I didn't see them in 1972, but they were on fire. It was
Did you
great.
see guys in their like late 70s doing the church thing during like
And you and
Close to
I
the
and
Edge?
awaken.
Oh, they just got
Hosannas
up.
for
It was
sure.
like the first time they had walked in 10 years,
They
and
levitated.
but they were like doing that whole like it was
Yeah.
incredible. Hands to
Usually
the
it's just
sky.
John that levitates on stage, but he was able to levitate the audience. So.
And Stephen Wilson, do you like Stephen Wilson?
So the non-prog guy, the pop guy that we hire, the press guy, represents Steve Wilson.
Okay.
So I was at the show in Port Chester
Oh, so was I.
in the VIP section
Oh, I was not
with
there.
my guy. And I leaned over and I said, okay, this is incredible. This guy's a genius at what he does, but I'm not hearing any melodies. Like, like John Anderson melodies, which to me are Beatlesque and very memorable. And he goes, that's not his thing. But he's trying to bring him to the pop. He's trying to bring him to sort of the same people that accepted Robert Plant after Led Zeppelin. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, the melodies are not concise enough. You have a tough job.
It
He's
was
coming
kind
at
of
this
funny
whole
though.
thing,
Did you hear him that show though? Because he had a cold. He goes, "For you Prague people, you're gonna love this show because it's gonna be mainly instrumental. And I
I
do love a
know.
pop song, but you're not gonna hear it because my voice is not right tonight. So you're not
But
getting
the
any of my
irony
pop
is,
song."
if this was like a Styx show, you'd be pissed. You'd want to hear soaring melodies, like, right?
Of course.
Like,
Well,
it's
I went with my
me,
wife and I
Ben.
loved it. And she was like, "Where are the songs I know?"
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I loved it because the swirling water made me want to go to the bathroom behind my head, you know. But it's not a pop thing, and that's where I saw the difference. I saw the pop leaning Prague, which I think is Yes and Genesis. They always had the melody versus the modern Prague, which is the drummer's insane, the bass player's insane, the keyboard, you know.
He
And that
does.
to me is the divide, I
Yeah, he
think.
bridges that gap sometimes, but like the new album is a, well, he had Andy Partridge write lyrics for him on this new album, which was kind of
There
funny.
you go. And that first song was very poppy. I forget the name of it, but it was one of the first songs, was a great melody. Complete song. But after that, it just went off. We went off into the universe, you know. So
Okay, third
how about
album.
you? We
You
only
oh
did two.
oh
I'll
you
do
go.
three.
Well,
So
think of
I
my
don't know. I don't know. I go towards the more aggressive side of Prague, so I'll just recommend have you listened to Van de Graaff Generator?
Yeah, they're great.
Okay. So I actually, because it's the 50th anniversary, I would recommend Peter Hamill's solo album, Nader's Big Chance. Great
You're going
album,
back. Okay.
right? Yeah.
Wow.
And then probably God Bluff from Van de Graaff. And how about talking about Sweden and the Nordic, Prague, Anecdotens' first album,
Oh
was
my
it
God, I
Bemote?
don't know them.
Yeah, they're really good.
I'm checking
Anecdoten,
them out.
Anekdoten. And another good one from that era. They're still around now is Anglagard, but Anecdoten is great. They're very crimsony, very aggressive. Their first album, I think it's
Oh,
called
yeah.
Bemode, Bemod. It's got like a very bluish cover. It is extremely excellent Prague. I think when we were doing our top five favorites, that was one of mine. But
I'm
so
definitely going to check it
I'm a big
out.
Marillion fan too.
Yes, you are.
If you've
Do you like old Marillion with Fish, or do you like the new Marillion?
I started with the Fish Marillion and those I love so much, but
Yeah.
I'm a Steve Hogarth fan.
Team
My
Hogarth.
favorite Marillion song is White Russian.
Okay,
Oh,
there
excellent
you go.
song.
Their
Yeah.
new
I thought
album is
that
really good. Their newest album. It's not that new
they're
anymore.
writing a new one, right?
Yeah, they're
Yeah, they're
writing a
working
new
on
one,
a new
but
one.
An Hour Before It's Dark is really good. Yeah. I don't know if
That's
you've
great.
Yeah.
Do you find that some of New Prague has no sense of humor? Like
Yes.
when you hear like early Genesis, you know, like Get 'Em Out by Friday
Yeah.
and
Barrel to Barrel.
yeah, like there's like a there New Prague is missing the sort of Monty Python
They need their
twist,
Benny
and
the
it's
Bouncer, you know.
you
Jeremy
know, like
Bender. I mean, the old Prague bands did leaven it up a little bit, but
yeah.
the new
I
one,
miss
Jeremy
that
never
sense
was
of
that
humor.
funny,
No,
but I
yeah.
think Wakeman had his tongue firmly in his cheek with and he's doing
Yeah,
the
I
Doctor on
think.
Ice, but I
Yeah.
don't
He's
think
so funny, you know. What do you guys think of Motorpsycho? Do you know Motorpsycho?
I
The
don't know
Norway
what
one?
no, I've heard that they I think they did cruise. I think they did one of the
They
cruises.
might have, I don't know.
So they put out a record a year and they're more psych rock, but
Okay.
wow. Like, I think they're great. They kind of, it's psych rock Prague. So check them
Excellent.
out.
Yeah, we'll
You
check
listen
them
to,
out.
King Gizzard at all?
you know, I find King Gizzard to be like, every time I listen to them,
It's
I
a
want to
different
listen to
band.
the reference more,
It's a lot of
you know?
material. It's a lot of stuff. Yeah.
It's almost like
Oh. They're a
it's
little
almost like I
derivative,
know their
so.
process. They
Right.
listen to a record and go, we can do that. We're really smart. And then they do that. And then they listen to another record and go, we can do that. Instead of just tuning it out and doing their own thing.
Yeah.
So
So
it's
you're
so,
like, I'd
but it
rather listen to the original.
that's my problem with King Gizzard. Yeah. Whereas like some bands, you don't even know what they sound like, and that's to me is original.
Yeah, right. They're their
So
own thing.
I
Yeah.
have an issue with that, but I'm sure it's, I mean, they're moving so fast that they'll eventually catch up with themselves and find themselves.
Well, they have it. Seems like they have a new album every month
Well,
or
you can
something
put, I
like
mean, in this day and
that.
age, you can put a new album out every day, but should you, right?
Well, AI is putting out thousands of records a minute.
Yeah,
Oh,
it's crazy. It's
it's
crazy.
brutal.
so you're on a one album a year kind of track right now, or is it one every 9 months or something?
We're healthily on one a year, which I
Okay.
think is good for us. And I think that our purpose is, if you like this sound, we have a rabbit hole. We are real. There's footage of us.
Yeah.
You can see us live. I think our the biggest fight against AI, and I'm sorry I have to go down here, this is that if you're a new band and you have no track record, people are going to assume you're AI. And so a band, a legacy band like ours, even if it's for 10 people in the world that like us, it shows that you can trust it. And that for this type of music, which is steeped in 70s and 80s,
Yep.
is a legitimate rabbit hole. And if you choose to go down this, if you choose this mission, it will be rewarding and you'll like something. But we are humans, and that means something, I
It
think.
does mean something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Well, we'll let you go, but love the new record.
Yeah, folks, if
So good.
listeners aren't
No
familiar with it,
Scientist.
definitely start with the new album
Yeah.
and
And
work
then you
way
can work
back.
backwards.
Yeah, and I'll send you more. Let me know when you're done with those three. I'll give you
Yeah.
10 years. And then I'll send you another three.
And definitely keep us posted on touring or shows so we can let folks know about those as well.
Absolutely.
If you guys ever want to travel to like 30 minutes or 40 minutes to Croton-on-Hudson, New York, there's an amazing new club. It's a 250 capacity, gorgeous club called The Grand.
Oh, wow.
And I'll get you a table reserved. There's dinner, there's drinks.
Wow.
It's a sit
We'll
down,
take you
nice
up on
restaurant.
that.
So
Nice.
That'd be
excellent.
fun.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well,
Thank you so much for
yeah,
joining us and
thanks for
sharing.
coming on.
Really fun.
I love this concept. I'm glad you guys are doing this. It's healthy for you. And
Yeah.
it's like it's a great idea. I think in this day and age, you got to have something like this. And so it's
Excellent.
awesome. Keep up the great work.
Yeah, we look
Awesome.
forward
Well,
to talking again
hopefully,
soon.
hopefully we'll see you in a couple of weeks if you can make it into town.
Definitely.
All right. Well, good luck with everything.
All right. Appreciate you guys.
All right.
Thanks again, Adam. Take
All
care.
right.